11:48, it's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. So police body camera footage from the attack on Paul Pelosi was released. When was that released? Friday?
Yeah.
So the video obtained by NBC at first, and NBC, you know, why did they let that reporter go? It seemed to me that that reporter was just saying exactly what happened, what we all saw in the video.
Well, and so we've got the audio here. Kevin, I assume you bleeped this, as I think it, the Paul Pelosi audio, I think, has a bad word in it. So before we play it, let's make sure Kevin did indeed. I didn't even include that. That's why, because I didn't want to make Kevin bleep it. Okay, perfect.
wait, so... It needed to be.
No, it didn't need. No.
The audio that we have is of Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. I didn't put that in there because I felt like it would be too hard. And then if it's bleeped, then it might. Anyway, also probably just laziness on my part. Anyway, the video, it appears in the video. Now, I have major questions. He's in his underwear and has a drink in his hand, it appears.
You're talking about Paul Pelosi or David DePatie?
Paul Pelosi.
Okay.
He answers the door.
Mm-hmm.
He's in his underwear.
Yeah.
And it appears he has a drink in his hand. So I have questions about that.
Mm-hmm.
But based on the 911 call that came out, it appears that the 911 operator either wasn't catching on to what he was saying or didn't believe him or I don't know what, because there's like zero sense of urgency from the 911 operator. And then the police... There doesn't seem to be any sense of hustle or urgency based on, hey, the guy said there's an intruder in the home. And so it's very weird that that was their approach. If indeed what it appears we saw is indeed what we saw, which is the guy's on video breaking into the house. He clearly has a hammer in his hand.
Yeah, you can see glass shattering.
And so I wonder why the police fought so hard against releasing this information. And again, why did they take so long to respond? And why was there such a, at least it sounded like a lack of urgency from the 911 operator?
Mm-hmm.
And Megyn Kelly, because she is a person of the law, articulated this much better than I just did there as not a person of the law. Take a listen.
Honestly, like the cops and the FBI, their stories did not match. They put out misinformation, which they then immediately had to correct about what who opened the door, and there was something in the media about underwear and so whatever. So the initial reporting on this was wrong, and the cops were very reluctant to release all this information. As I said, the media had to sue them to make it happen. And now I see why. With all due respect to the San Francisco Police Department, you blew it. You blew it. You knew the guy was in distress. You knew this is a public official, making him more likely to be a target of this kind of attack. And you sauntered up there. You could have saved him. He had not yet been attacked by the time you opened that door. As soon as you saw that that guy had his hands on Paul Pelosi and had a hammer there, you should have been all over him.
Okay, so Paul Pelosi is not a public official. He's married to a public official.
Right.
But she's right, because when they get there, they say, you know, what's going on? And DePap says everything's good. And then they shine the light and realize he's holding the hammer.
Right.
And they say, put the hammer down. And he just says, nope.
I think the
and just attacks Paul Pelosi.
I think there also is a big question about if indeed it was so easy for this guy to break into this house.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the house where the Speaker of the House of Representatives is at, why is it so easy to get access to? I mean, where was the security of any sort? I mean, it didn't appear. So I mean, there's still a whole bunch of unanswered questions, but again, government fed it, right? Government fed the rabbit hole conspiracy theorists by being ridiculous in terms of denying transparency on the topic at hand.
Do you think that maybe that's why the police didn't want the video released? Of how poorly they perform?
It could be, but then also, again, why was there not a greater sense of urgency from the 911 operator or the police themselves? And again, why is it so easy to get into a house of the Speaker of the House of Representatives?
So Paul Pelosi suffered a fractured skull and injuries to both his arms and his hands. Nancy Pelosi said that she hasn't listened to the audio recordings and she hasn't seen the video, which we're referencing, nor does she have any you know, idea that she wants to watch it. She's not going to. But this guy who attacked Paul Pelosi, apparently not showing any remorse, he called a San Francisco reporter on Friday.
Was that definitely him? See, I always think with these things, like, you know.
Is it, what, a fake?
Well, that you just wonder. Like, remember, wasn't it Howard Stern used to have people do that all the time? You just wonder. I mean, I just wondered, had that been validated that indeed that was him? I guess it has.
I mean, you know, it's being reported anyway. Maybe that's what I should say, that he called, allegedly he called a San Francisco reporter, said he gathered names and addresses of people that he believed were systematically and deliberately destroying America's freedom, and that Nancy Pelosi was just the leader of the pack. Clearly, he's not in his right mind.
Well, and this guy's track record is as a radical leftist, mm-hmm. right?
Well, but that's not what we were initially told, though.
Well, this is my question. Yeah. Again, there is a complete lack of transparency, and it's mm-hmm. what happens all the time mm-hmm. where government needlessly withholds information from people, needlessly makes it hard to get information. Look, he is a public figure, right? And by some sense, he is married to the Speaker of the House of Representatives, or she was the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. It is a newsworthy item that the public has an understandable interest in and has the right to know about, because you don't know, is this guy acting on behalf of a foreign menace of some sort or whatever? Mm-hmm. And the fact that it took all his time to get it, it would lead people to go, wow, it would have seemed something is afoot here because it took so long to get it, which you do at least give credit in Memphis. They put that stuff out right away and said, look, here's the good, the bad, mm-hmm. the ugly. Obviously, there's no good in it, but here is everything. And right. that's what I meant by that. Yeah. Here's everything. And even though it's going to be bad on us, we're going to be transparent and put that out for you to for people to consume the information.
Well, that's going to put a lid on it for today. Rob, thank you. Kevin, thank you and good job. And thank you for listening today. We're going to count on you to be back here tomorrow. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.